I've recently rediscovered the joy of walking, thanks to our dog, Jessie. Jessie's taught me a lot. Retrievers have very sensitive noses, which they like to keep close to the pavement. By watching her as she snuffles along, I'm seeing things that I've never noticed before. For example, our walks take us along rural roads and through a neighboring subdivision, so we get to see a variety of flowers. While some of the landscape gardens are really quite beautiful, they can't come close to the riot of color and scents that wildflowers display at this time of year. I wouldn't have even noticed the wildflowers if Jessie hadn't tried to chase after the butterflies that flutter around them. I'm looking in ditches a lot more, too, and what I've noticed is that there are hundreds of pop cans and bottles littering the countryside, but rarely do I see an empty beer bottle. I don't think it's because beer drinkers are more responsible, either. Where I live, there isn't a deposit on pop containers, but there is on beer. I get the feeling that a simple 5-cent deposit on all pop cans would clean up the ditches far faster than any community recycling blitz. I never quite appreciated the value of trees until I walked with a panting dog. Even on the hottest day, walking under the shady branches of a tree immediately cools you down. I don't know why everybody doesn't have a yard full of them. They do more to help the environment than any other living thing that I can think of. They take in carbon dioxide, a major contributor to global warming. They store the carbon and release the oxygen back into the air. They provide protection against ultraviolet radiation, and they cool the pavement and the air. As few as 3 properly planted trees around a home can cut air conditioning bills by up to 50% in the summer and help reduce heating costs in the winter. No wonder dogs love trees so much. The best part of walking Jessie is that I've learned that heaven's under our feet as well as over our heads. For those who care to look, there's an entire universe laid out at our feet. For the first time, I'm noticing the tiny insects that scurry along and the valiant wildflowers that take root in the cracks of the sidewalk. Jessie flushes out beautiful yellow finches and tugs on her leash when she sees sparrows hopping along the pavement in search of breakfast. When we walk, first thing in the morning, the sunlight dances on the dew-soaked grass and makes it glisten like emerald velvet. The pebbles on the side of the road glitter like precious jewels. This is the kingdom of the early morning walker, and Jessie and I are its queens.